Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, this is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, to bring you the very finest in entertainment. I'm Phil Hendry. We have on the line with us from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California right now, Vernon Dozier, that we didn't have enough time in the last hour, Vernon, to get into the discussion we wanted to get into. Margaret Gray is here along with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman, and talking about your turn toward the candidacy of Barack Obama. You're supporting Barack Obama. You've been traditionally a conservative voter.
Well, I think that, yeah, my own way, Phil, I think I've been a conservative voter. I know I voted for George Bush, and this last time out, I voted for McCain. But I think that Obama has... I think he's done about as good a job as anybody could do. I think it's time that we start recognizing a couple of things. One, there's one thing about being told, you know, you're talking the talk. It's another thing about walking the walk, and this is something that I learned as a high school football coach. When you're the high school football coach, and I'm not trying to compare myself to the president, but I just would give you this example because I don't think there's a job out there in the private sector that is more like you're dealing with the public is more like being president than being a high school football coach. And I don't mean to be funny.
And in what way?
Well, first of all, you got a million people that want to tell you how to do your job. And they all are experts, and they all know exactly what's wrong with the team, and they all know what's exactly wrong with the players and so forth, and they all want to tell you. Now, this is Romney to me. Romney is like one of these parents. He's like one of these parents. And maybe he coached a peewee team, or maybe he coached a Pop Warner team or something like that, but he's just like one of these fathers or mothers trying to, and he's coming up to me or coming up to Obama, the president, or the high school coach and saying, let me tell you how to do it. Well, I've had 30 years of that. I've had 30 years of these parents coming up to me and saying, how come my kid ain't playing? How come I'm not? How come I'm not that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And I've had 30 years of me saying to them, essentially, get away from me. Now, you have to do that because if you let them get a foothold, if you let them feel comfortable telling you this and that, then they're going to be on you like stink on you-know-what all through the game.
Well, and so what, and because you told me this afternoon, Vernon, The essential...
Let me just finish here, okay, Margaret?
All right, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to...
Well, it's dragging a little bit. Can you pick it up?
Well, hold on, Margaret. Let him...
Wait, ma'am. Phil, I got it. Ma'am, I want to say it the way I want to say it. I want to talk it the way not talk. Yeah, I want to talk it the way I want to talk it.
You want to say it?
I want to say it the way I want to say it.
You want to talk it the way you want to talk it?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Let the man finish. You're making him nervous.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. So when a parent comes up to me and says, let me tell you how to do it, and let me this and that, I said, hey, get back up in the grandstand and sit down on your little stadium seat that you bought over here at wherever, you know, at the Pier 6, and drink some of the pineapple juice your wife brought. I don't know what you're doing. And get away from me. Now, they get very angry at that, but that's the way it's got to be. And this is what I think President Obama's up against. And
Vernon, the reason why I interrupted you, you were very moved by my, when I was telling you about, you know.
About what?
Well, Mr. Henry got upset with me about the glow.
About the what?
About the latex glow.
Oh, right. Thank you very much, Margaret. Right. That's the other thing. So you have this dynamic where you have the voters, and really not the voters, Romney and the Republicans are like the high school parents telling me how to coach my team, right? Now, I remember one year we had these cheerleaders, and they were going, the cheerleaders on the sidelines, and they were saying the following thing, go, go, score, score, touchdown, touchdown, right, Phil?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what high school cheerleaders do.
Yeah, exactly. But I said to my players, I said, that's an insult. Because I know and you know what we have to do. We don't need these little girls going touchdown, touchdown. What a slapped to our face that we're so stupid, we have to have them reminding us, right? And this is what I'm talking about. This is the environment that we live in. As a high school coach, I'm like a president of the United States. I've got the parents coming up to me and saying, why don't you play my son? He's way better. He this, he that. Try this play. Try that play. And then I'm supposed to stand there while a bunch of high school little tiny girls that are 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're going, they're looking at me, staring right at me. And I said to Bill Sweetman, who is the dean of discipline, I said, did you see that? He said, well, I said, that cheerleader's looking at me going, touchdown, touchdown. Like I'm some kind of a mental deficient that I don't understand why I'm here. See, I'm sick of that.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, cheerleaders, that's what they do.
Cheerleaders, that's what they do. So they stand there and stare at the coach and go get a touchdown like I'm too.
See, I agree with this. When Vernon explained this afternoon, I thought, my God, the damage that's been done, you know.
Are you guys serious?
Why wouldn't we be serious?
No, Phil, I know they should say it to the crowd.
Well, yeah, that's they're saying it to the crowd, but you're saying it's an insult when they say it to you?
Yes, it's an insult.
Because, Phil, coaches know about touchdowns. They know they have to go and go get one, you know.
Yes, exactly.
So you're offended by a high school cheerleader?
They're called cheerleaders, Phil. Slow down, pal. They're not called cheerleaders. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah. That's a little sloppy.
Sloppy? What's that movie that you were talking about, Phil Westworld? Sloppy with your drink. I think you're a little sloppy with your drink there, Phil.
Cheerleaders is what I'm trying to say.
All right.
All right, so you're telling me the cheerleaders, when they look at you and say, score a touchdown, it's an insult.
Phil, would you lower your voice, please?
I am.
What?
Would you lower your voice, please?
It's getting strident, Phil, and it's almost as if you're angry.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Are you saying that the cheerleaders are insulting you?
I think it's very insulting to a coach of 30 years to have some little tiny kid in a little skirt with their little pigtails or whatever the hell. They're kids, and I understand they're having a ball. Just do it for the crowd. Don't look at me, because now what's happening is you're saying to the crowd, not only am I telling you, hey, yay, we need a touchdown, which I can't imagine the crowd being so stupid they don't know that. Now you're turning around and looking at me, the head coach, and you're looking up at the crowd too and saying, now watch this. I got to tell this dumbass. And
that's not what a cheerleader is doing. Margaret, I'm surprised at you for not knowing this.
Phil, let me tell you something, all right? I was not a cheerleader in high school. I had other pursuits. Other far more important things, all right?
Well, maybe you should have been a cheerleader because you don't understand the first thing about it. They're not telling Coach Dozier or anybody else that they're too stupid to know where a touchdown is and how to get one. They're exhorting them. They're giving them support, you know?
Well, if I need support, then why aren't they saying something like, Coach Dozier, we believe in you, things that I need to hear. Why are they not saying, Coach Dozier, we believe it. Coach Dozier, leave Coach Dozier alone. You parents that bug him and bother him until he's ready to pull people's eyes out of their skulls, why don't you leave him alone?
How are they going to put that into a cheer?
I don't know.
Well, there are things. I think what he's saying is this.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Who's saying that?
Mine's Bud. You're telling people. What are you saying about that?
I can't understand one word that man just said.
What he says is it's stupid.
What's stupid about it?
Are you trying to tell me that cheerleader's going to say, yay, Coach Dozier, you know?
What? I'm saying, sir, why are the cheerleaders not saying things I can use like, Coach Dozier, we support you. Get these parents out of your life. Why can't they do a cheer like that if they're going to do a cheer?
That's a pretty stupid-sounding cheer.
Oh, it's stupid, is it?
Why is it stupid?
You're going to stand there in front of all of these parents, and you're going to say, let's support Coach Dozier, get these parents out of his life.
I think it would be far better and far more effective if those cheerleaders, instead of telling me something I already know, which is go down the field and score a touchdown. I've never been more embarrassed in my life the first time I heard that. And this year when I talked to Bill Sweetman, and I also got a hold of the cheer mother. The girls have this cheer mother. She's a parent.
Yeah. This is like with a parent that helps out?
Yeah, she's not a member of the staff. She's a cheer mother. Jackie Glass. And I said to Jackie, I said, what are you teaching them? And she said, what do you mean? I said, what is this go get a touchdown? I said, do I look that stupid? And she turns around and just walks away from me. And of course, the word comes down that she thinks I'm some kind of a squirrel. And what did I do? All I said was, why don't you pull your head out of your you-know-what? And that's the other thing. See, as I know that...
You know, we're not even talking about the presidential debate, and we got to get to this.
I apologize, but I...
I think this is very important, Phil.
I think that you guys have brought up a topic that is so out of left field, and it bears no... It has no relationship with reality.
But, Phil, you're not a high school coach. I'm not telling you how to do your job.
No, but I'm just telling you, man. You're taking it all wrong. Nobody is trying to say you are a crap can coach because the cheerleaders are yelling touchdown, touchdown.
Well, then why are they saying it?
It is their way of saying, yes, we know that you're trying to get a touchdown, and we're just trying to support you.
Well, that's bull crap.
It doesn't seem that way if they're saying touchdown, touchdown, but it would be a much more effective cheer if they said, leave him alone and go back up into the stands or something like that.
What kind of a cheer are you going to do? All right, we're going to be taking a break here. We'll be back.
You know what I'll do is I'll work on one. How's that? I mean, you're always asking me to embarrass myself.
Ray, I don't think you should have to do that.
No, it's fine. I'll work on one, Phil, and I'll make an ass out of myself again so you can sit there with Bud and look at him. He's laughing.
Dad, I can't wait to see this.
He's already laughing.
Fine. Fine. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is a bitch.
No,
the Phil Hendry Show.
They want to see me make an ass of myself.
I wouldn't do it. I think that you're a fine one.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Now, we're online at philhendryshow.com, and with a backstage pass, you can access thousands of hours of archive material, as well as our nightly video cast, as well as our video cast archive. Now, you should know that this week, we become iPhone and iPad compatible, so that you can watch our video casts. Let's say you're having breakfast, and, oh, I can't watch Phil. He's on too late. And I'd much rather watch Phil, if I can keep my food down, while I'm having my breakfast.
Keep your food down.
Yeah, you know. Glad you like that.
Okay, man, it was funny. You don't have to act like a jackass. It was funny!
Okay, don't yell it.
I thought it was very self-effacing, very funny.
Thank you. So if you can keep your food down, you can watch our video cast in the morning while you're having breakfast. You can watch it on your iPhone, I'm talking about, right? You can watch our video cast while you are taking the subway to work if you live in a city with a subway.
Yeah, you can watch it on your way in a car.
No, you cannot. I don't want you using a mobile device in the car. It's against the law in the state of California and other Californias and other things, okay? It's against the law in the states of these here United States of America.
You don't know if it's illegal in all states.
Are you sure of that?
I don't know the states. I mean, it's illegal here and in most states that I know of. It's illegal to use a mobile device as the driver of a car. I got a ticket for it. Did I tell you about it?
No, you did not. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear. Is Vernon there? Would you get Mr. Dozier up on the line, please? What is that?
Turn that off. Is that Dave Mason, bud?
Yeah, I like that record.
Well, don't listen to it now, man. Do you mind? Hey, Vernon?
Yeah, right here.
I was going to tell everybody a story, and I'm sorry. Vernon Dozier is with us, the head football coach, and as well as a member of the faculty and the board at Belmar Academy. I was driving someplace. It was a Saturday afternoon, and I made a very poor decision. I said, "Oh, I want to get a picture of this, and I'm going to message it to a friend of mine." And the picture I wanted to get was of the traffic on the 101 going into town.
Why did you need a picture of that?
Because it was a very busy, a very heavy traffic day. It was a Saturday. And I think it was Carmageddon or the Carmageddon 2.
Yeah, Carmageddon 2. What a bunch of baloney, man. Carmageddon.
Hold on for a minute, man. I'm not done. Anyway, make a long story short, I lift the camera up to snap the picture, and I just, for whatever reason, I turned and looked to my right, and there was a California Highway Patrol cop staring at me with a look on his face like, "You got to be kidding, man. I can't believe you did, you know."
Oh, well, you got caught dead to rights, huh?
You talk about dead to rights. I mean, the guy looked at me like, "Whoa, you really want $300 worth, don't you?" And
what does that mean, $300 worth?
I don't think you should tell her, Mr. Henry.
Why?
I think it's very...
I think you got to tell her.
Well, now I demand to know. What does it mean that you really want $300 worth?
It's a line from the movie Dirty Harry, where the villain in the film, Scorpio, he's like a killer, a serial killer, and Dirty Harry is chasing him.
Yes.
Well, this Scorpio feels like he's being chased and harassed by this cop, so he decides to frame Dirty Harry, frame him by making it appear that Dirty Harry beat him up.
Okay.
So he goes to some guy, and I guess there were people who do these kinds of things, probably still.
Well, you better believe there's people that do these kinds of things. I'll tell you what, if it was a little more lucrative, I would. Yeah.
Well, what are what is it?
Okay, well, he goes to a guy and gives him $300 to beat him up.
To beat him up?
Yeah, but he beats his face in until his face looks all scrunched up.
Yeah, he beats him pretty bad. And at one point, you know, the camera flashes on this dude's face is just all just mashed in. And
well, what is funny about that?
Margaret, that's not funny. It's the application of the line, because after he beats this guy up, he looks at him and says, it's right at the beginning when he gets the money. He says, you really want $300 worth? And the guy goes, every penny.
Yeah, he says a real gay. I mean, I don't mean to say gay, but he says a real light like that.
Yeah, he goes, every penny.
Well, was he gay?
No. I mean...
Oh, so you think he was gay because he was weird.
No, there was no hint of sexuality about this guy at all. He was a mental case. He was a loner. He was a serial murderer. He was a sicko, you know, and this was during the Zodiac fear that was going on. So they made this movie. Anyway, make a long story short, the guy says, you really want $300 worth, has come to represent from on our show. Boy, you're really asking for it, you know.
Yeah, that's all it means, Ms. Gray, is not...
Well, anyway, would you please get to the point here about why you are an Obama supporter?
Why I'm an Obama supporter, Phil, is very simple, and I say this to the men that are listening. I say this to any man that has a wife. I say this to any man that has a girlfriend. I say this to any man with a daughter. And I say this to any man who's already heard Ms. Gray. I think she very well characterized this. I'm going to try and put it in terms that men will understand. I was a Mitt Romney supporter, and I was a Republican supporter. Until I had my discussion with Ms. Gray, and I looked at the facts anew, and I think this is what we need to do sometimes, and I'll tell you something right now, and you can take this to the bank. Any guy that gets elected president of the United States, governor of a state, senator of a state, or any other states, that thinks he's going to tell my wife or my girl or whoever it is what she's going to do with her private residence. I call it the private residence just to keep it clean.
What is it?
I call it a woman's private quarters.
Private quarters.
Okay.
What, does that make me some kind of a freak? I'm trying to clean it up.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, any man who's running for president thinks he's going to tell my wife what to do with hers. I got news for you, friend. You just best keep right on moving. Just keep right on driving, buddy. Just drive right on by my house, okay? Because we don't want no business from you. Just go on right back on down the road you came down from, okay? Because we've seen your kind before, and we don't need you down here in the, you know, if I was in the holler, we don't need your kind down here in the holler.
And, well, don't say holler, because it's not, what essentially what he's saying is...
I don't need you to explain it.
Yes, she does, because you're way over the top. Essentially, you're saying you're not going to vote for Mitt Romney because he's invading a woman's private, her genitalia.
Can you say that? I didn't know.
You can say that, yes.
All right, that's exactly right. And I don't want Mitt Romney shoving his...
Okay, I think we got the point. And you feel electing or voting for Romney is voting for a guy who's going to have access to your wife's...
Yes, exactly. And no thank you. Now, some guys may think that's okay. Some guys may want their wife to go ahead and put the legs in the stirrup, and in comes Dr. Romney. Guess what? I'm not one of them. Okay?
Well, I think that's a very courageous decision, Vernon. And that's why I wanted you on the program tonight to articulate... There's that word again, bud. Articulate to the men that are listening that point of view.
Well, there are ways of looking at this. I suppose that's one of them. The other way is to simply say that any political issue that involves a woman making, you know, that involves taking a choice away from a woman when it comes to something like that is wrong.
All right, who understands that? You just gave it a big, long-winded description that bored everyone to death within seconds. But what I said is, God, I don't mean anything, Phil, but what I just said keeps. Now, see, I have a problem. Every time I'm thinking about the word vagina, I can say the word, but I...
What?
I can't.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Do I have to stay? Because I'm...
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So I think we got the general idea there from Vernon. Thank you very much, Coach Dozier, for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. What else do we have going on here, man?
Well, you want to talk about a debate.
What do you want me to say about the debate?
You were talking before the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, my only thing about debates, and that's what I was going to say. This presidential election, I refuse to get crazy. You know, all of my life, from the time before I could vote, I was always involved in discussing the politics of America. I was found it fascinating. I was fascinated by the discussions my mother and father would have. I was fascinated by the polarizing in American politics that happens. I was fascinated by the two parties, the two basic approaches, which when I was a kid, this is what it represented. The Democrats were a bunch of people that gave money away and were soft on crime and soft on America's enemies. That's the house that I grew up in. And the Republicans believed in self-reliance and education. And, you know, although it was very ironic to hear my father talking about education, public education, which he had a quote from Thomas Jefferson that he actually had printed up. And my old man was, he might have been a typical immigrant father. When I say he was an immigrant, he was from Canada. And he became an American citizen within the first, you know, 5 years of you have to be here 5 years. That's how it worked back then. I don't know, you know. But he was a Canadian, so.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. People look at him and look like American anyway.
Yeah, is that's the thing I'm going to find out about in, like, in Arizona. How do they know if you're Canadian? What did you say?
He's talking about.
I'll do it. How do they know that they pull over Canadian?
No, they don't pull over Canadian. They don't look different.
Do they pull over Canadians? What do you mean?
Well, Phil, if a police officer pulls over a Hispanic person.
Well, that's not quite how the law is not saying pull them over if you think they're Mexicans. The law says you have the right to ask about and check on their status as American citizens. Now, a lot of people said that's going to lead to a kind of profiling whereby cops will look around and go, aha, look at that. That looks like a Mexican to me. Let's pull them over. But they have to have a reason why they're pulling you over.
Yeah, because they think you're Mexican.
That's not against the law to be a Mexican.
It's against the law to be in a country illegally.
Yeah, but see, there we get to that problem. Hey, why did you pull me over? Because you may be in this country illegally. What gives you that idea? You look like a Mexican. Now, that leads to all kinds of charges from the Hispanic community as to racial profiling and the right. Because if that's what you guys are saying, if you're saying, well, I pulled him over, I thought he might be illegal. Why is that? He looked Hispanic, and it's in a part of town where there's a lot of illegals, so therefore I made the judgment. Okay. Because he looked Hispanic, right. And what do Canadians look like? Well, I don't understand what you mean. What I mean by that is, how do you look for or otherwise profile in the process of doing your job looking for illegal people, how do you look for Canadians? Or do you look for Canadians? Well, that'd be a little bit more difficult. Oh, a little bit more difficult. So you just kind of give them a pass, right?
Yeah, that you'd have to give them a pass. Plus, Canadians, well, I'm not saying, I don't want to say anything racial, but
Well, you're going to say Canadians don't commit violent acts.
Not as much. How do you know that, man? You don't know.
Bud, what a stupid thing to say. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to indict either our Canadian or our Mexican fellow citizens of the continent, but...
Why are you waving your hands like that?
Like what?
You're waving your hands like you're a bird. You're going...
Yeah, like you're trying to take off.
Yes, like you're trying to take off.
I'm making a point to my friend Bud here. Is it okay?
Go ahead.
God. Margaret, you are the most nitpicky person.
You're sitting there flapping your arms, Phil, like...
I'm trying to say you look a little light.
Yes, you look like a queen ready to get his hair done going, oh.
Well, then that's what I look like, and I'll take my chances.
Fine.
Did that bother you, Bud?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, in other words, now I forgot what I was talking... Would you guys shut up while I finish making a point?
The point you were trying to make, and I don't like being told to shut up either.
Well, I'm sorry, then don't butt in, okay?
Don't butt in? The point you were trying to make, Phil, was that there is no way that you should or could or would profile individuals based upon their nationality or race. Therefore, suspecting someone is an illegal is not really a valid reason for a police officer to pull someone over unless they have information to that specific thing.
Such as if they had in their possession proof that that person was not a citizen, and perhaps this was an ongoing investigation. But just to pull a guy over, say, well, he looks like a Mexican, is not sufficient cause. And it's not sufficient cause to pull somebody over and say, well, they look Canadian. And then, of course, I have to ask the girl, what the hell does a Canadian look like? So you are at an unfair disadvantage, or, you know, it's an unfair... thing to be Mexican driving on the street in the state of Arizona if there's a cop out there saying, aha, he looks Mexican, I'm going to pull him over, because it is not a fair, it's not reasonable suspicion. It's not a reasonable suspicion, and that is the thing. All right.
What thing?
That's the thing, man.
What do you mean by thing?
That's the point. That's the point.
Okay.
God. All right, 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Art Griego is at the Santa Monica Airport, and we're going to be talking with Art here in our next quarter hour about this very issue that we've been talking about, which is the illegal question. And Art, as a pilot, as well as a longtime commercial airline pilot, has had some occasion to... deal in this area. Not as he wasn't bringing illegals over himself, but he's being in the airline industry and flying internationally. I suppose he's you know, been aware of and seen his incidents of stowaways or other people trying to enter the country illegally. And we're going to hear his perspective on this as well as some other issues in this presidential campaign. Our number is 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. We also wanted to get a little bit of a take on, is he now?
Yeah, I got him on the phone now.
Okay, let me get over to Art Griego. Art, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, and thank you for having me on the program. I wanted to comment on the Mitt Romney question that the other caller had raised.
Okay.
It was amusing to me to hear that caller have a problem with the word... the word, because I'm a gentleman.
Are you talking about the when he said genitalia?
Well, he had a problem with a woman, the woman word.
Vagina?
Yes, vagina. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because if we're going to be adults and we're going to talk about what the Republican... presidential candidate Mitt Romney represents, which is in fact a threat to a woman's reproductive rights, then I think we have to grow up a little bit and use these words. They don't have to be used in a sexual context.
That, well, you know what, Art, that is exactly what I've been saying.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. Who are you?
My name is Margaret Gray. You don't know who I am.
I'm sorry, not really.
I should have introduced... And I did not.
Well, no. I don't think there should be any need to it. You've never heard of me.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No, I haven't.
Well, what? Okay.
Well, why should I have heard of her?
Margaret's been on my show a lot. Is that...
I do a nationally syndicated... Never mind.
I apologize, ma'am. I probably should not have said I've never heard of you. But I haven't.
Well, okay, but can I say something? I've never heard of you.
Okay, I'm sure that that's true.
Well, what are you shrugging your shoulders for, Phil?
I don't think it matters a lot to some people whether they've been heard of or not.
And because it matters to me, I'm what? A bitch?
I didn't say that, Margaret.
No, ma'am, this is Art Griego. I'm not saying that. I apologize. I'd never heard. I should have introduced myself, and it was very rude of me to say, who are you?
Well, I agree with you on that call. Yes, it was. To say, who are you? Because I do have a lot of people listening to me that have heard of me. And when you say, who are you, all you do is make yourself look like, I guess, almost a pig, you know?
I understand, yes. So,
Go ahead, Art. So, the word vagina is absolutely, should be used in this context because, as you were saying, we're having an adult discussion here about the Republicans and Mitt Romney in particular being invasive here.
I don't think it's right to say Republicans.
All right, bud, we'll get your opinion in a minute, but we're talking here to Art Griego. I take it you agree with Mr. Dozier?
I absolutely do agree from this standpoint that if we're talking about the reproductive rights of women, we've got to grow up a little bit and use the word vagina in the sense... Oh, boy.
Are you all right?
What's going on?
Oh, I got a problem. As I say, we should have the maturity to use that word, and I have a problem. I've had a problem using explosive, sexually charged words. I have a problem. Hold on.
Are you okay?
What's going on?
I have a problem getting air. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And I'm on your program tonight to talk about this as an adult, and I apologize to your listeners, but I'm not going to let this slow me up. I agree with Vernon Dozier and Ms. Gray that the reproductive rights of American women are at risk as long as people are endorsing and counting on Mitt Romney to be president. Because, as Ms. Gray said, it is Mitt Romney putting his hands into the... the vagina of America.
Well, I don't understand this. Are you having a hard time breathing?
I have a hard time breathing when I use a sexually charged word.
But we're not using the word in that sense.
I understand. But unfortunately, I'm thinking of it in that sense, and I'm trying...
Well, that's not very mature. Mr. Griego, we're having a discussion that could affect generations of American women, their reproductive rights, their ability to... control their own bodies. So this has nothing to do with sex. This has to do with the government controlling the bodies of women. In states like Virginia, women have already lost their rights to themselves. Why any woman still lives in the state of Virginia is almost... I can't conceive of it.
Well, what's going on in Virginia?
Well, there's a lot of laws that have been passed in Virginia. There's also a law... there's a law that's been passed in Virginia that they can't get a building permit, or there's some kind of building code that restricts the building of a clinic if it is a woman's health clinic or provides abortions.
Right, and again, that goes to the issue of women owning their own bodies. And I concur 100% with both you and Ms. Gray. Let me just take a breath.
Does this have to do with talking about women's bodies, or...?
No, I agreed with Phil about the word vagina, that is what...
Well, you know what, man? I'm going to let you go.
No, I'm all right. Okay, I'm okay. I had to take a couple of deep breaths.
What is the problem? Are you losing air when you say the word vagina?
Yes, because I sexualize it, and I immediately think of...
Sex.
Yes, sir. And that is an immature response.
Absolutely.
So when I say vagina, I'm thinking about a woman's reproductive rights. I'm thinking about a woman's reproductive rights. Oh, boy, that's a bad one there. When I said I'm thinking about reproductive rights... I started thinking about sex more than ever.
Okay, I cannot have you on the air. It's scaring me, and I think you need to call a doctor or an ambulance or something.
No, I'm...
Are you lightheaded? Do you feel as if you're not getting enough air?
Oh, I know I'm not getting enough air because I'm choking. What a question.
Well, if you're not getting enough air, you shouldn't be on the radio with us.
Oh, I'm going to defeat this, just as Mr. Dozier defeated this.
I don't want you here.
Phil, the word vagina is a clinical word that... Oh, wait a minute, don't hang up on me.
Well, it's disgusting.
Help me, please, help me. Okay.
You know what?
Oh, come on, Phil, grow the...
That was, I'm glad you hung up on him.
Call, is he...
Yeah, you disconnected him, you boob. But I didn't mean to call you boob.
Call me boob. Call him back and apologize. We got to take a break. We're way late for the break. 877-876. Is that him?
Go ahead and talk to him.
Mr. Griego.
Hold on for a minute. Boy, I just said the word vagina like six times in a row, and I thought maybe...
You know what? Find out where he is and get an ambulance over there, will you? For crying out loud.
Well, I think he's okay now.
Oh, he sounds just great. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Is he what?
Is he doing that on purpose? Because when I said that Mitt Romney had his hand... I think you should.
Yeah, do a book or something.
I'm not going to do a book. I was talking to, during the break, to our close personal friend, Mr. Northcraft, as well as Ms. Gray and Mr. Dickman. Robert, you don't care to talk about it, huh?
No, I don't care, man.
Okay.
Yeah, why? You want to be fat?
I ain't fat, man. Ha-ha, I ain't fat.
Yeah, you still could be.
Whatever. Give him a break, will you? We're talking about me, bud. And talking about, you know, I'm getting down to my target weight now. I'm at 215. I got 5 pounds to go, man. 5 pounds.
You're not going to make it by Halloween, though.
I can't believe this, man. I'm like 2 months over my goal. And I truly believe that I didn't, you know, and I have not broken my diet at all.
No, you have. But the one thing you're not doing is you're not exercising enough.
Yeah, you burn all that off if you exercise.
I thought you were bored with the topic.
Yeah, no kidding. Now you're all butting in and everything.
I have a right to my free speech of the Constitution, too.
Well, this isn't a... Yes, you do, Robert. You have, you know, but, you know, don't... You also have the right to be ridiculed for saying I'm not interested in it. Now you're giving me all this advice. Look, here's the point. You're right. Margaret's right. I've reached this point. My metabolism is at a point now where it is getting more and more comfortable with 2,000 calories a day. So it's not burning the calories off as fast. So 2 weeks and I've lost 2 pounds. You know, that's not at the rate that I want to go. So I have to step the exercise up even more.
Well, even if it's daily.
Yeah, if it's daily, it's going to be daily, you know.
See, right there, you had your hand up in the air like you're all Thomas Washington or whatever.
Who, Thomas Washington? You think that's the president?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
His name was Thomas Jefferson, bud.
Well, you had your hand up in the air all, hey, 84 in 7 years ago.
Yeah, and that's Abraham Lincoln.
How do you know?
Because I stayed awake in school.
Yeah, not during talk English class, though.
Will you shut up, both of you guys?
He's all, I stayed awake at school.
Well, at least he knew who Abraham Lincoln was.
Well, I hope so, and I don't mean anything racist, okay?
Yeah, every time you say that, man, you do.
No, but I'm saying if you're black, you should know who Abraham Lincoln is.
Everybody should know who Abraham Lincoln is.
Why don't you do a commercial for the movie, why don't you?
Hey, bud. Everybody should know who Abraham Lincoln is. Don't give me this bull crap. Don't be stupid. Everybody. Thank God, man, we've got movies about Abraham Lincoln. Thank God there are people making movies about these historic events. And Steven Spielberg. You know, I was thinking about him the other day, Margaret. I got to say, and I never thought I'd say this about Steven Spielberg. I know he made popular movies. I understand that. And I know he made movies that I went to see and loved. I loved Steven Spielberg movies. But if somebody wanted to say to me or ask me, would you call him a great filmmaker? 20 years ago, I would have said no.
Why?
Because he had not yet made Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Abraham Lincoln, and these kinds of films.
Yeah, what about Amistad? You said that stunk it out.
Amistad was not his strongest effort, but, you know, he let the material get away from him on that, I think, but it was still an interesting film. It was interesting to look at. It was interesting to sort of... It got me interested in the history of that incident, but Spielberg has become really a great filmmaker, and not just because... he makes really good movies. Like Saving Private Ryan is probably one of the best World War II movies you're ever going to see. It's a film that took into it's a film that embraced the reality of war like no other movie. But what I think is important about Steven Spielberg is the subject matter that he's tackling. The historics. If he wasn't making these movies, who the hell was going to make them?
Well, Martin Scorsese did make The Gangs of New York.
That movie blew all kinds of primate.
York? Oh, my God.
Well, if you want to talk about it, we can.
Oh, sure, if you still have a job when we come back.
Oh, well. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Scorsese's going to call up and get me fired.
You actually said what you just said.
Yes, I did.
Woo! Oh, my God, I'm having palpitations.
Phil Woo! Hendry.
Yeah, don't come out of your...